Immortality takes many forms, a literary work that stands the test of time, a scientific discovery named after you, a monument erected in your honor. Well, commentator Daniel Pinkwater hopes he's already had a taste of his own immortality.
In the coffee shop at St. Leon's College, and at the couple of country-style saloons at the nearby crossroads, I heard students order a Blitzburger. This was the local name for the deluxe or California cheeseburger with bacon, lettuce, and tomato, onions optional. They were popular. Also, students favored something called a Hergesheimer. The Hergesheimer was a cheeseburger on rye toast with grilled onions and ketchup. It wasn't hard to work out the Blitz appellation, obviously a holdover from World War II jargon, the Blitzkrieg or Lightning War, and as applied to a sandwich, the ultimate manifestation or one with everything. Incidentally, that is what the Zen monk said to the hot dog vendor, make me one with everything. But how did the Hergesheimer get its name? I was told that it was the favorite sandwich of a popular student from years ago. He had one every night, and people took to calling it by his name, which was Hergesheimer. I developed a craving for that kind of enduring fame. Immortality. I thought there could be nothing finer than to have a sandwich named after me. Long after I had gone on to greater things, or died even, students would be asking for a Pinkwater. So I decided to make it happen. All I had to do was invent a sandwich, make a point of consuming said sandwich regularly when there were people around, and soon people would try my sandwich, like it, and there would be the beginning of another St. Leon's tradition. So every night when the coffee shop was crowded, I would stentoriously order my unique sandwich. I started out with the peanut butter and jelly on whole wheat toast with pickle relish and a slice of raw Bermuda. I thought it had a chance because the PB&J was the cheapest item on the menu and no extra for the extras. A dismal failure, that one. I choked them down for a couple of months, and not a soul was prompted to have one with me. I then came up with other sandwiches, sardines and Swiss on an English muffin, American cheese and olives on a toasted cruller, other, weirder combinations, all failures. In later life, my friend Steve Kilnison created a sandwich at his Hoboken restaurant. It was called the Daniel, a pita with too much chili. But no one ever ordered it, not even me, and it was dropped from the menu. I remained a nonentity until now. Now you can order, and I commend you to do so, at Angelina's Pizza and Pasta on Route 9G, a Mr. Pinkwater. It's a panini. Contains mushroom, eggplant, roasted pepper, green pepper, and gorgonzola. Yum. I have never received a literary award. I am not listed among famous graduates on the St. Leon's website. I had to pay money for my all things considered coffee mug, but I do not care. I am somebody. I am a sandwich.
Daniel Pinkwater lunches in New York's Hudson River Valley. And before we hear those howls of protest, we distinctly remember that we gave Daniel his trusty, all things considered, mug. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.